Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Zayin, and we will discuss the sugya of what to make kiddush on, what is one allowed to make kiddush on, and chamar medina, specifically the beverage of the land. That's what the Gemara discusses here on Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amri le mar yinuku mar keshisha, braid rev chizda le ravashi. Zimna chada ikla amemar la'asrin. One time amemar came to visit our place, v'lohavilon chamra, and we didn't have wine. Aisina le shichra, we brought him beer v'lo abdil. He didn't use the beer. Ubas tavas, and he slept, went to sleep without drinking or eating anything. Lamasar tarachna vaisina lechamra. The next day we were tareach and brought him some wine. Va'abdil v'tamidi, and then he made abdallah, meaning he didn't want to use anything other than wine. Lashana, a year later, suik lala astrin, he came to visit us again. Lo havilan chamra, he didn't have wine, and I guess that at that point, that night, they couldn't bring beer, they couldn't bring wine, they couldn't be tareach, even though they knew from last year. Aisina shichras, they brought him beer again. Amar, and the fact that he brought him beer a second time, he says to himself, "I hachi chamar medina hu." If it's true that they keep bringing me this again, so it must be a chamar medina, a beverage of the land, avdil v'ta'amidi, and therefore used it for havdalah. And the Gemara says, "Shvami natlus," that you learn from there, you still have to make havdalah ala kos, said you can't eat anything before havdalah, and you can make havdalah even the next day. So that is one discussion. So we have the concept of chamar medina, making havdalah even on something other than wine, right? That is clear in the Gemara. That's what he did. Once it's called Chamar Medina, then he can use it for Havdalah. That's one Gemara. Then the Gemara has, Boimine Rafuna Meir of Chizda, Maul Kedushe Ashichra. Can you make Kiddush on date beer? Ashichra. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chizda says, Hashtu Mar Pirzuma V'te'ene V'asni. These very fancy and chashev type of beers. Deboi Mene Me Rav, Rav Mirchiev, Rav Chiev Me Rebbe, V'lo Pashale. If Rebbe didn't give an answer to whether you can make Kiddush on these more chashev beers, Shichra Miboi, so is this type of beer, which is a more inferior type of beer, is it even a question? And the Gemara thought, Savar Mene Kiddush Yudula Makachinan. So they thought that maybe Kiddush was his problem, Ilave, Aval Avdule Mavdalina, but Havdalah would be okay. Amalu Rav Chizda, Hachi Amar Rav, Kishem Shem Makachin Alav, Kachi Mavdilin Alav. Rav says, no, you can't use it for Kiddush, you can't use it for Havdalah, and it Marnami, Amar Rav Tachlifa Barbi Amar Shmuel, Kishem Shem Makachin Alav, Kachi Mavdilin Alav, you can't use it. Right, so therefore, this is the some deus of the Amoraim. So we have the story that he used it for Havdalah. We have the story that Rav Chizda says that this type of beer cannot be used for Kiddush or Havdalah. Levi, and finally, Levi Shadele L'Rebbe Shichra Bartlesa Magri. He sent him a certain type of chashev beer. Tame, he tasted it, Avi Basim Tuva, and it was very alcoholic. Amar kagon ze, and he says, this type of beer, roy lakadish alav, v'lomer alav, kal shiros v'sishbachos v'sheba olam. This type of beer is amazing to say all the praises on. And that night he had a stomach ache from it, so he kind of took it back. But this is the discussion of using other items other than wine. So let's talk about this discussion. So the best to use for wine, the best to use for Kiddush is definitely wine. The Shulchan Aruch is clear about that. And if one doesn't have wine, then the whole discussion starts. But it's clear that Kiddush and Havdalah L'Chadchila should be done on wine. Wine doesn't only mean wine, it also means grape juice, according to what we paskin. Again, maybe 100 years ago, there was a controversy about how do you look at grape juice, but the psak has come down. Rav Avadya in Yechaveh Das, in Chelek Bey, Simen, Lamed, Hey, quotes all of the sources. Mitzan Avim V'Yayin, She'ofrim Talich Shel Pistur. If you have a pasteurized type of wine, Hayim Efshal L'Kadish Aleim B'Shabbos V'Yantif, Ula Baruch Aleim Bari Pura Gafen, or is it Yayin Mevushal? Do you say Shahakol? So he goes through all of the poskim, and he says, first of all, that of course it is based on what we hold. Bikal makom shim yayin vadei alav bein linyan kiddush bein linyan bracha shemavarchan alav bari priya gafen v'rak linyan iser nesach lo gazra alav v'bnei she'im regilam l'shtos bimenu ala derach tainug v'davar mu'at v'leprakim. For whatever reason, right, Yayin Mevushal was not included in the Isser of Stam Yenam, and therefore it is it is mutter. Umaran Beis Yosef Hevi Divrei Aposkin Bazev Akasha Shadivrei Rishonim Shesamchal Yerushalmi Shemekachem Alayin Revusha Mavarga Leber Regafin Dvarim Shel Tamei. The Beis Yosef quotes that the Rishonim that say that you can use Ayin Revusha for Kiddush, he agrees with that. V'chein, that's why he says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama not to use Dafki Ayin Revusha, which is the Shita of the Rambam, not to use Ayin Revusha for Kiddush. But either way, it is definitely Yayin. And one makes a very prayer guffin on it. Then he says, if the Beis Yosef would have seen the other shitas, maybe he would have argued. But anyway, that's just in terms of a lechachila of yayin mevushal. But in terms of using grape juice or mevushal for kiddush, for maker din, first of all, for bari prayer guffin, for sure is okay. Olam nirashin lachshom nidon zela safik brachos. This is not safik brachos. I feel odasa gaonim harifa rabam v'ha. Even if it's Nishanah Legriusa, Vechulu, and he continues, Vechain Halacha, Af Yain Mevushal, so that's Roba Poskim, Sorach Lavarach Bari Priagafen, Vegam Acholkin, even if you say Bari Priagafen, you're Yotze, Roy Yosef Lavarach Allah Bari Priagafen. You should say a Bari Priagafen. And he says at the end, Vim Yeshkan Yeshkan Svek Sveka, classic Rebavadia, Shema Alacha Krova Poskim, Shayin Mevushal Nishtana Lamal Yusa, and you make a Bari Priagafen. And if you want to say that Alacha is like the riff of the Rambam, that says you shouldn't use Yain Mevushal for Kiddush, maybe Shalom Amrkein Elokish Nishtana Tam of Recho, Vyatza Mechal Yain, Mashenkin here. And therefore he says, Lafichach Yain Amitzan Avim, Mevarchan Alav Lachadchila, Bori Priagafen. Ulubasov, Baracham Inchalo, Shu Algeva Priagafen, Umakacham Aleim, Bishabasos Yamatovim. So wine, for sure, is okay. So what about other drinks? What about other drinks? So there's something called Chamar Medina. So what exactly is Chamar Medina? Not so clear in the Mefarshim. The Rashbamir says, Chamar Medina is Ein Yayin Achir Be'ir Azos. The Rashbam right here, Dibur Maskal Chamar. It's only when you do not have any wine in the city. Kiyim Sheikhar, all you have is beer. Hilkach Mavdilin Bo V'chein Alacha Avo Mayim Lo Ikri Chamar Medina. You can't use water. Can't use water. We'll get to that. But the Rashbam says, when could you use Chamar Medina? There is no wine in the city. The Ravya says even further, no wine in the whole area, in the whole country. Right, the Drisha on the bottom of the tour in Reishai and Beis, which is the siman about what to make Kiddush on. The Drisha Nosvav says, why does the Rav Yah say that? Because it's Chamar Medina. Medina sounds like a whole country, not Chamar Ir. Lafuki Me Rav Yah, the tour quotes the Rashbam, says the Drisha, Lafuki Me Rav Yah, Shepirish Gon Hegmonia Achas, Venira da Rav Yah Pirish Kain, Bitkara Medina Velo Ir, Lachain Pirish Medina Kimashma Usa, Kigon Hegmonia. Aval Rashbam Svirulid, the Shem Machos Nigra Medina. Right, it's okay, but either way, this is the definition. The Rambam has a different shot of what Chamar Medina is. It does not have to do with what's available. Even if there would be wine available, you could still have something called Chamar Medina if it is a very popular drink. The Rambam Perachav Tes, Halacha Yud Zayin of Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam says, Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. A Medina that most of the drink that they drink, Afal pi shu pasal kiddush. That's the Rambam Shita. Mutar lahavdo alav hoel v'hu chamar medina. It's chamar medina, right? If it's a very popular drink, therefore, even if there is wine, there is wine. So, what about nowadays? Rov Rishonim assumes some version of the Rashbam, and there's plenty of wine. So, how could, according to the Rashbam, let's say the Rav Yah, how could anything could be called chamar medina? So, there are those that say the Ksos HaShulchan and Achinami. But we assume lakula. So, there are two svaras given in the Mefarshim, and that is. Says the Lahoros Nasan, Rav Gestetner. Rav Gestetner notes here in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Vav, maybe, and others say, maybe rely on the Rambam. And the Rambam says, as we said, as long as it's a chashav drink, even if one has wine available. Bizmanenu ze afagad matzui harbe yayin mikol makom ein ikr shtias hahamon bayayin. Even though many people, there is a lot of wine around, but that's not the ikr shtia that we use. V'yavagad de l'kiddush v'avdala lochin yayin mikol makom kishem mechabdim orchim o besuda shal simcha b'chadom eshosin b'ikr shecher o mitzperos v'avichamar medina. Right, there's plenty of other drinks that people, drink more. So Bismana, who, this is what Lahoros Nasan says, and also the Sheva Levi also talks about this in Chelek Gimel Simen Chavav. In those days when Yayin was the Iker drink, then all other drinks were Tafel unless there was no wine. But now wine is not the Iker drink. Right? We use it for Kiddush Vavdallah, but that's about it. We don't drink so much. We use it here and there, but it's not the drink that we're mechabed people with dafka, and therefore things have changed. Says the Shevet HaLevi, Yesh lomar derech efshar. Alpia yadua mishas, bekama duchte, to bemakam sheshriach yayin, hayazes stam shtiyasan. This is what they drank when they were thirsty, when they wanted to sit around. Ubizman hazeh nishtanu ativim. Says the Shevet HaLevi. Be'inyin zeh. De'gam b'makom sheshchiach yayin lo na'ase hayayin stam shtiyasam shel b'nei ha'am. Uve prap achinu b'nei Yisrael. That's not what we drink all the time. Uve perish mahadrin l'shar mashkim v'lo ala yayin. Most people, you know, you're mahadir after other drinks. Alkein, masha yayin matzui v'shchiach ba'ir ein zeh gorim shelo yikaru gam shar mashkin chamar medina b'zman hazeh. Zeh nil eni yazdaiti derech limud schus. I think that's what it is, and therefore other drinks do have the status of Chamar Medina. Even the Lamaisa, as we just said, it's still best to use wine for Kiddush and Abdallah. So what are some of the definitions? How do we look at Chamar Medina? So as we just noted, the Rashbam before says you can't use water. Beer is okay, but you can't use water. So why is that? So number one, it's the Mefarshim seem to say it needs to be chashuv. It needs to be chashuv. The Lavush is Lashon. You don't drink it just because you're thirsty. You drink it as a chashuv drink. You'll go and order a drink. You'll order this type of mashke. That gives it chashivas. What about flavored waters? The Marshal in Siman Chaf Gimel has a tshuva where he talks about some type of, you don't have any wine, you don't have any beer, but you want a ben shalakos, so you could use some type of water that you put soak bread in, or soak something else in. So he says, b'di'evad, maybe you could use that. Other poskim are not so convinced. Maybe you could use it for Berachas HaMazon, the Mishnah Berurah says, and not for Kiddush Avdallah. But number one, it has to be chashuv. Number two, it has to be rugil, that people are koveya su'uda on it. They have it as a mainstay of their su'uda. Right, when you go to a restaurant, you would order it. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan mentions in Reish Ayin Beis here in Sif Yud Dalet. He says, Kala ta'amim emes kalam al alev, the sof sof vadi, yayin tov min shar mashkim, v'lam alo asu kiddush al yayin, gam ba yom, ki mishar elem yayin bebesam, v'nir l'nez da'iti barur tam acher. Tinei Ator quotes, he says, when is it called Chamar Medina? Kol kadmonin v'cholagon makadmonim hayu b'bavel u'b'sfarad u'b'tzarfas v'ashkenaz sheshom yesh yenos harbe to v'chol medinos elu gedelim anovim ad lamarbe avo b'medinos hatzfonios kishelanu yadua she'enas lenu yayin klal v'muvam v'medinos acheros ein be'efshari lasika v'bri ha'yokar agadol v'gam harbe yirei elokim she'ena rotzim l'shtosim ne'a hechsher ki yadua v'enas lenu rak yayin mitzimukim. He goes through different drinks, and therefore he says if something is a chashuv drink, and people commonly are koveya su'uda on it, so then it would be okay. That's what Shulchan Aruch also says. So it has to be chashuv, it has to be koveya su'uda. Many people drink it daily, the Magen Avraham says. And Rav Moshe's lashon is, again, there's different definitions in the poskim. Rav Moshe says, if people drink it, l'kaveya su'uda. Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Hey. He talks about soda. So Moshe might mean seltzer there. Im Yesh Lahavdil Ein Kedin Chamar Medina. So he quotes, Hanochel Ani Yazdaiti, that these mine soda, Hein Kemayim Ba'alma, Ta'af Sheshosen Osam Gam Besuda Sachashuva Osu Mechabdim Bahem, Avahu Rak Kishtias Yayin, this is super water. Letzima Onu Lehis Karer B'yamim Achamim. It cools you down to B'shah Hacham Lohem. V'achashivus hamashke hu she'ein hashtia machmas she'tzrichim lehem l'tzamam, ela shosam momsam afo l'tzarech, belo l'tzarech, l'gufam, ela b'shol kavad ha'su'uda. Dein shum adam shose yayin v'yesh v'sheicha l'tzamo. Nobody drinks wine or yesh or beer, I don't know about beer, b'zman hazeh, some people might, to cool themselves down. De'al zeh shosin mayim, she'yosar adifi, ela rak l'kavad ba'alma. And therefore he says, it has to be some chayb of chashuv drink that you drink, not just to cool yourself off. So, again, all of these rules could change based on time, based on place, but there are a number of drinks that the poskim discuss specifically. The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes about milk. What about milk? What happens if you don't have any, you don't have any wine, you don't have any grape juice, you don't have any beer? So beer, it seems pretty clear that you could use it for Chamar Medina. What about milk? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, since most people don't drink it as a mashke. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Sadivav, in the Siman about Havdalah, he talks about... let me just find it. Reish Sadivav. V'alchala v'shemen ein lahavdil, she'ein regilin l'shtosa l'mashke. You know, people don't drink it as a mashke. Others, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even people who do drink it, they're drinking it just to be healthy. They're not drinking it for stama beverage. But Rav Moshe in that tshuva says, shasat chak, if that's what you have, that's what you have. V'amatirim gam al chalav, ulaihu machmas shechalav shosin shalolat zorach tzima'on. People drink milk, even not just for thirst. When you get a cup of milk, people don't say, "Oh, I'm not thirsty." No, the chalav shows in gam shelo letzimaon. V'yischashiv she'ena rotsa lischabed ulechabed. L'chein machshiv ezel amashke shemachabdim bo kechamar midina. Aval hamine soda ain shows amosam letzimaon. Rav Moshe assumes, and therefore, milk would be different than them. Well, natural fruit juices, pashas, is okay too, right? Freshly squeezed orange juice, freshly squeezed grapefruit juice. That's a davar chashuv. And people order it. The people pay a lot of money for it. Concentrate, if you have water and just concentrate juice, that probably, you know, could be not okay. That could be just super water, as we mentioned. What about tea? What about tea? So if you look in Rav Sternbach writes in Chelek Alav Simen Rei Samach that Rav Chaim Ozer used to use it for Havdalah. That's Rav Chaim Ozer and Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Samach. Shamati Shagon Rav Chaim Ozer Zatzal Hito Lahavdil Al Ti Matok. V'chein Shamati Al Maran Hagriz. Shehito Lahavdil Al Ti Matok B'Shas Atchak. Could use sweet tea. V'tzorach Beer. Mado No Gin Raklinin Havdalah. Why they only use it for Havdalah, not Kiddush? So we'll get to this Beis Hashem a little bit later in the Rambam, but let's just read what he says. V'nir Lachalik Ben Kiddush V'Havdalah. Shebe Kiddush Yisod Achiev Alayayin. Let's wait with that, because the Rambam is going to say that. But let's just skip for now. Amnam Khan be Medina, Bedrom Africa. This is Chelek Aleph, when Rav Sternbach was still in South Africa. Nira de la Mol b'yayin Saraf alo Nikra Chamar Medina. There in South Africa, I don't think you can use schnapps, right? So tea is okay according to Rav Chaim Ozer. Many others aren't sure of it. Coffee, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, yes. Many say it's a chashuv drink. Others also aren't convinced because maybe it's also like super water. But what about schnapps, which he's getting into now? So if Sternbach writes, how many people drink schnapps every day? Right? Most people don't drink schnapps every day in our circles. You have schnapps on a Shabbos to make a lechayim, but it's not something so common. It is a davar chashuv, but people aren't ragil to be koveya su'uda on these drinks. And many people don't drink it daily. So according to some definitions, it works. According to some, it doesn't work. It's definitely better not to be yotze with that for Kiddush for other reasons too. Nira says of Sternbach in this shuva, he thinks it's not going to work because it's not so common in where he is. Yesh yom yom. Maybe in Russia, nikra l'kuli ama chamar medina. Aval l'dida na yesh biyoker v'lo matzui v'shosim menorak le'itim v'lo moel ayom kam l'kiddush. Afilu diyom. You should not use it. This is besides the other issue that we've discussed in the past, and that is the shear. That's the shear. The Mishnah Berurah says there in Reish Sadivav, Al Yayin Saraf Ein Kedai Lahavdil. The Kotsa Magan Avram. The Kotsa Avdalah Rogel Hav Mamavlo Shtoso Kulo. Veinamashkem Imenu Bnei Bayis. Ubi Yayin Saraf Kasha Lakayimze. Right? You don't have the right shear. Akshe Ein Lo Mashke Acher. If you don't have anything else, you could use it, but you have to make sure to drink a Rover Vias. Right, the shear is the big problem, right? A regular shot glass is not enough of a shear, and that is the big problem. Again, there's a heterim based on the Taz in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, that if this is the normal amount that people drink, maybe this is the shear. The problem is the Magen Avraham argues even in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, and to apply that to Kiddush also would be a Kiddush. That's why many poskim say, if somebody wants to have a drink of schnapps, you know, be yotze with somebody else wine by Kiddush, and then one could have it, but one shouldn't lechatchila be used it for Kiddush. So Lamaisa, just to end off with another just important point. So what was the question that Rav Huna asked Rav Chisda in the story? Can you use beer? Can you use shichra? Date beer. Was he asking, are you allowed to use chamar medina? Or was he asking, of course you can use chamar medina. Is this chamar medina? That was the question. So if you look in the Rosh here in Simen Yud Zayin says you could use chamar medina, right? According to either pshat, either we don't, if he was asking that this is not chamar medina, but if he is chamar medina, you can use it. Or the Rosh says, even if you hold that he was saying that you can't use chamar medina, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you can use chamar medina. That is the Rosh here. Let me just find it for a second. In Simen Yud Zayin, the Rosh says there is no problem with using chamar medina for Kiddush, and this, as we'll see, is quoted one day in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rosh, Mashehevi Raya. Let me just see where this starts. Here the Rosh says here towards the end, Lo Kaimalan Kavasi Ella Kimo Shemavdilan alav kach mechachin alav. V'kol shekini mefarshinim ha'olak dushi ha'shichra heicha delo havi chamar medina. V'chulu. So the Rosh Paskins, that one can. The Rambam that we read before, we glossed over, but the Rambam says, okay for Havdalah, but not for Kiddush. Okay for Havdalah. That's the Rambam that we just read, Chavtes Yud Zayin. Avishu pasol l'kiddush, mutal havdalah alav. You can make Havdalah. What's the difference? Also, the Maram Chalava, the Ran, the Rabbi David also say this Shita. What's the Svara? The Maram Chalava says that only Kiddush needs Roy L'Nasek Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Right, that with the Lashon. If you look in the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam says, well, by Kiddush you have other options. You have bread. You could use bread. So Chazal did not allow you to use other drinks because you could use bread. V'yesh ben ha-go'onim she'amru hu adin l'kiddush. V'yesh ben she'chalku v'amru t'kivin she'mekachin al-apas hu ki kodemes l'sheichar. Av v'yishu chamar medina. Aval inyin havdalah hol v'im avdilan al-apas mavdilan al-sheichar im chamar medina hu. V'chein ela Rabbi Yitzchak ibn Geyos hu k'divrei Rabbeinu Iker. Rabbeinu Peretz says, the pasuk that we had on yesterday's daf, al-ayayin, sechar el-ayayin, and therefore the kiddush has a special din. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Bei Siftes, B'makom She'ein Yayin Matsui. That's how he starts off. So again, we said that might have changed Bezban Hazeh, but it definitely seems that there's a limut zchus to use it. But if you have wine, you should use wine. B'makom She'ein Yayin Matsui, Yesh Omrim She'makachin Ala Sheikhar, V'shar Mashkin Chus Men Amayim, Yesh Omrim. Some say you could use that. Use, and that's the Rush. The Yesh Omrim Shein Makachin. Some say not. The Rambam. Ula Harash Balaylo Yekadesh Ala Shechar Ela Ala Pas. Uba Boker Yoser Tova Kadesh Ala Shechar. She Yivarchalav Shahakol Kodim Birchas Hamotzi. She Yivarchalav Paschila Inkan Shemshinu. Vidivrei Tamein says the Rama Vachim Minag Apashud Kedivrei Harash. The Minag is like the Rush, therefore that we could use Chamar Medina. Okay, we'll stop here.